Welcome to Inside Texas Tech on KTTZ FM 89.1.
Hello and welcome to today's show. I'm Abigail Arroyos for Texas Tech Public Radio. Social media in 2015 has a massive influence worldwide. Facebook has well over a billion users, Twitter has over 200 million users, Instagram has 300 million, and newcomer Snapchat is nearing 200 million. Because of these enormous numbers, social media has become a way of life in 2015. If you've got a message to send, social media is the way to do it. Amid the tweets, snaps, and likes, Texas Tech is using social media to get heard, and using it well, according to a new ranking by social technology tracker Engagement Labs. Tech was ranked among the top 50 universities for its Facebook performance in particular, which social media guru Allison Matherly says is a haven for Tech alumni.
We were ranked 24th in the country on Facebook specifically, and what we've done to achieve that is really, like I said, just providing content. We want to have these connections with our campus and our alum and our students, and providing this outlet to talk to them, I think, has really proven a value to them. And I think the fact that we were ranked is a representation of that.
Matherly is Texas Tech's coordinator of digital engagement and runs the official Texas Tech accounts for social media's biggest platforms. But her job isn't as easy as scrolling through Facebook all day.
Well, it's a lot of writing content, monitoring what people are saying about the university, participating and engaging with our audiences. Some of the big things are like when people get accepted to the university, congratulating them on that, or around graduation when they're getting ready to move on, we wish them well.
Matherly says to stay relevant among fast-changing technologies, Tech's news and engagement efforts are much more focused on making connections with prospective and current students, alumni, and faculty. Social media presence is also changing the way people interact with Tech as an institution.
It's extremely important because most people are changing how they get news. They might not read the newspaper as much as they have in the past, or they might not be watching TV as much as they have. And we are getting a lot of our news online. So from that aspect, we need to be present so we can tell them our messaging. But it's also our way to be more than just this monolith of an institution where we're a set of buildings and we're this giant thought. But by being on social media, we can be this more personal connection where you can actually have a conversation, or you can find out more information in a more personal way for each person.
At 200,000 Facebook likes, over 80,000 Twitter followers, and 28,000 Instagram followers, Tech has certainly created a presence for itself. But it's not too big to follow a new student on Twitter, snap happy campus pictures on Instagram, or share university news via Facebook.
Our goal is to provide fantastic content, and we know if we are telling people that things that they want to know and that they want to hear, that they're going to come to us for that information. We want our audience to care what we have to say, and we're not just out to, you know, raise our numbers just for the sake of raising them. So if you are interested in Texas Tech and you want to know more about what we have to say, no matter what audience group you might fall into for us, we are happy to have you follow us and all that, but our goal is to provide great content and engage with our audiences and make meaningful conversations.
For Texas Tech Public Radio, I'm Abigail Arroyos. Follow our own social media accounts with Texas Tech Public Radio on Facebook and KTTZ on Twitter. Support for Inside Texas Tech comes from Texas Tech University Worldwide eLearning, offering more than 50 bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificate programs fully online. More information is available at elearning.ttu.edu/kttz.
This has been Inside Texas Tech on KTTZ FM 89.1.